Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jamie Jordan, and I'm calling in from the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park. We're here to celebrate the second annual extravaganza hosted by the Asbury Park, formerly the Asbury Park Middle School. We're here to recognize Black History Month, and we're also here to celebrate the renaming of the Asbury Park Middle School. And the school is the school where I graduated in eighth grade. It goes from fifth grade to eighth grade. And it's a school that was currently named the middle school, Asbury Park Middle School. And they recently changed the name to the Dr. Martin Luther King School. So here, February 17, 2016, they're having the renaming ceremony. I went earlier today, about 2 o'clock, and there they were setting up and getting ready to have a ceremony outside of the middle school, dedicating the new awning or the new signage to the school and letting everyone know that the school has a new name. And that was passed in the Board of Education in August, I guess, of last year. And so it was announced to the city, the signs are up, and it's no longer the Asbury Park Middle School. Is currently the Dr. Martin Luther King School. So kudos to them, and I was very happy and pleased to see that the school had grown and dedicated a school to Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a civil rights leader and a great one at that. So my name is Sam, joining here at Theory Pen on Blog Talk Radio, and we're down at the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, and we're celebrating here today. The show was scheduled to start at 5:30, the extravaganza. It's a Black History Month program. And it was scheduled to start at 5:30. I was running a little late. It's about 6 o'clock, and they're starting to do, you know, the songs now to open the introductions. And we're had a beautiful display of art outside the inside the Paramount Theater, but in the hall section near the staircase, of all the children that from the different schools that decided to dedicate artwork to the program. And it's Black History pioneers like Dr. Martin Luther King, and they also have different collage projects, art projects dedicated to the month, and they have a wonderful display there. They also had a live wax museum, so they had each child dedicate their costuming to a particular Black History Month figure, and they were standing on a platform, a three-step platform, in the hallway there in the Paramount Theater, and they each had a name, a sign like Dr. Martin Luther King, or, you know, another name, and they were standing quietly and like they were actually statues, but they were really like, you know, little kids pretending to be one of the greats. So it was that was absolutely awesome. And, you know, it's always to be in the Paramount Theater, and we're just connected to the convention hall. This is our second show here this month due to the venue choices that were made by the community of Breakfast at Tiffany's and also the extravaganza. So because I hear the cheers, I don't know if you can hear that, but they're cheering now. I'm going to stay just a bit, and then I'm going to go on. I had a rough time as I, you know, got here. This association with, you know, my name and, you know, I guess attitude and behavior, but a lot of people, you know, have a misunderstanding. So it's been, you know, it's highs and lows of that. So it's still, you know, a dedication to Black History Month for Theory of Parenting to be here. And for that. We'll dedicate a little time, but I probably won't stay the whole show, and then they can enjoy it for themselves. So they have a live band, and it's composed of one of the schools. I guess it's the middle school band, and they were here playing for the first time, possibly at the Paramount Theater, like great band players or people in the orchestra, or you know. And I played here when I was in the high school. We played for several graduations, a couple graduations. We were able to play here too. So even if you're not one of the pay grades, you know, the school system offers the children the opportunity to play in the band here at the Paramount Theater. So it's one of the biggest theaters in the city, and it offers the children the opportunity to add that to their resume, that they already have played the great Paramount Theater in Asbury Park. So the show is going to go on now, and we're going to post pictures at Facebook and pictures at Flickr, and if you want to take a look, you'll be able to see pictures from the show tonight, and also to see the new signage from the middle school that is now the Dr. Martin Luther King School. If you ever come to Asbury Park again, you can look up the Convention Hall and the Paramount Theater to see what is available to you and your family any given night or day or any week or season that you might be available to the city. And that's our particular time for the show. I'm going to catch a little bit more of it. I have a basic idea of what's going to go on. A few of the children are basically leading the show, and they had were singing one of our great Black History Month songs to open up the show, and that was refreshing it to me, and a flashback, because we used to love to sing that song. It's one of my favorites. So, you know, we're here, and the city is moving on with, you know, its dedication to Black History Month, and the schools are also moving on with their dedication to it, and we here at Ethereum Parenting are moving on with our dedication to it as well. So to all of you, from all of us, happy Black History Month. Until next time.